Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Appearance Radio with Augusto Perez. This is the End Time News Report. We'll be taking a look at current world news events through the lens of Bible prophecy as we await the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, here is Augusto.
Welcome to the End Time News Report. I am Augusto Perez, and shalom. Today, we're going to bring you the End Time News, and we're going to talk about maybe some other things that may be interesting to the people. And as we look at the news, one of the things I noticed today was that still, you know, there's a lot of saber rattling all over the place. It's the same old, and Russia now is commencing tactical nuclear weapons exercises. Well, Russia has begun tactical nuclear weapon drills in response to perceived Western threats surrounding the conflict in Ukraine. So, you know, again, this is a little more saber rattling and back and forth. You know, they're going back and forth. Russia is winning the war, hands down. They have the war already won. They have basically taken over Ukraine. And according to a report from Holturner, there is a report, the intelligence report, that Russia's new defense minister and President Putin are under great pressure to fire a tactical nuclear weapon as a demonstration to the West that Russia is willing to use them. Well, I don't know. I don't think that's going to fly. And the reason is because Russia knows that it is winning the war there. It has the war literally won. And unless something really bad happens and, you know, they fire a missile into Russia or something of that nature, I don't think they're going to push that little button. I just don't believe that. They don't want to start a nuclear war. And they're probably thinking that with the upcoming elections in the U.S. this November, things may change, and they may get the hostile regime of Biden out of there and maybe get a more acceptable regime. Hopefully, they're thinking Trump maybe get in. So, you know, they're not going to push that little button at this time. I don't believe that. So on other reports, there's, another report in the Sun, that Russia vows to strike NATO's nukes. The U.S. deploys weapons to Poland. And so there's been a lot of talk about the U.S. deploying weapons to Poland. And that seems to be something that Russia is kind of, you know, what is the word, positioning itself for, and, it's, you know, issuing threats and taking posters, you know, and all this saber rattling is basically a back and forth, a political back and forth. And because now there's talk that the U.S. wants to deploy weapons to Poland. Now, remember back during the days of Reagan and Kennedy, remember there was a lot of that when the United States placed missiles there in, I think it was in Poland. I can't remember, but it was very close to Russia. It probably was in Poland. Can't remember. I don't have the information right now available to me. But remember, there was a back and forth because Russia does not want the missiles so close to them and their bases so close to them. So this is something that this could trigger. This is something that I remember that because of that was the reason that Nikita Khrushchev brought the missiles to Cuba. And so Russia has threatened to do similar things now, to bring missiles to the Central America or to Cuba, Venezuela, or a place like that. And so, you know, this is going to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And hopefully the war will be averted, because that is something that we definitely don't want to see. That is something that we definitely do not want to get into. And we want to be able to preserve peace as long as possible. But I mean, it seems like the countries now are itching for a war. Israel is itching for a war, and I don't know. I mean, Iran has not yet answered Israel's attack. They haven't yet countered that. So I don't know what they're waiting for. Maybe a more appropriate time. But remember what they said, that they were going to, if Israel attacked again, which they did, Iran said that they were going to retaliate in a much, much more severe way, which they have not done yet. So all of these things are happening. And so we're just going to have to wait and see the results of all this. And so as we wait for the result of all this, we're just going to have to pray and just wait on the Lord. And he will help us through all of this. No matter what happens, the Lord will help us. So with that, I want to turn it over to you, Chuck.
Yeah, this is really quite something what's happening here. They're trying to goad Russia into doing something. And at this time, it would really be of benefit to everyone involved for Putin to show restraint, because I'm sure he realizes what is going on. As far as the globalists and the deep state and so forth trying to goad Russia into using a nuclear war or a nuclear weapon. And this reminds me of what happened at the end of World War II when we dropped two atomic bombs on Japan. And my question was, and this has been brought up by a lot of people, is I believe, and I can't vet this, but I believe the original plans were to give a demonstration of what an atomic bomb could do to representatives of Japan to talk them into surrendering. But as it turns out, they decided to drop the bomb. I believe that Harry Truman, from what I have read, he didn't veto that decision. He just went along with it, and they dropped the bombs. Wiped out a large portion of Japanese civilians for no reason whatsoever. I'm kind of wondering if they could have brought Japan to a point of surrender without doing that. These people are very wicked, and they are not beyond using nuclear weapons to destroy large numbers of people. So we have what Putin is doing here, and I hope he uses restraint. As far as Israel and Iran go, Iran might be planning for a big attack. I don't know. After the absolute outrage of Hamas's attack on Israel and Israel standing down and not doing anything for about an hour until after, you know, they had attacked, this was something else that I believe was planned. There are so many things going on that look like, well, they're just happening, but they're not. They've been planned. And, you know, the last thing we want to see is Israel in a war with Iran or any of the other Arab nations. We don't want to see this, but it seems like a war is inevitable because of all of the hatred that the Arab nations have towards Israel. It is just something that is, it can boggle the mind if you think about it. And this is why, you know, as we say in this program so many times, is this is where prayer comes in. We have to pray continuously for this not to happen. And just if we can't prevent it from happening through prayer, then at least hold it off for as long as possible, because things are really ramping up right now and speeding up because the globalists, the deep state, and all of these people who want a war and are trying to bring in digital currency, they're under a timeline. They're under a great deal of pressure, and they're trying to make things happen as quickly as possible. And along the way, they're making a lot of mistakes, but at least we are aware of what they are trying to do. They have, you know, they are not trying to hide anything anymore. They're showing us exactly what they're trying to do. So this is where prayer comes in, and we just have to keep all of this in prayer and ask the Lord for help.
Yeah, that's about all we can. And it's certainly becoming more tense in the whole world, in every angle, politically, in the area of the earth changes, in the area of the sun is really acting up. I was talking about that yesterday, the fact that how the sun is acting. And, you know, people may not realize, but the sun really is the one that can cause horrific earthquakes and geological disasters. The sun has that power. It has that much power. And so we have to really rely on the Lord. We have to lean on him. You know, we have to lean on him, and more and more as we see those days approaching. And there's another piece of news here that is going to take us now a little bit, into the threshold between the political and religious and the spiritual, okay? And, of course, the Vatican is involved in all three of those. It's involved in the political, it's involved in the religious and the spiritual. And I was reading an article here that the Pope is, now this article was released, I think it was a couple of days ago, so this may have happened already or is about to happen, one of the two. But I think it was supposed to happen today, I think. I don't have the dates here. I'm looking. I'm trying to find them, but I can't seem to find them right this moment. But it is about the Pope that was going to hold a press conference on aliens and the supernatural. And the Vatican had announced that it was going to hold a press conference on the supernatural phenomena. It was either today or yesterday. I think it was today. And so the conference was going to touch on aliens and how the Vatican will deal with potential encounters in the future. Now, according to a notice on the Vatican's website, it will kick off at noon and will feature three prominent Vatican members. And this is about welcoming the aliens, right? The alien brothers into Earth. And this is pretty interesting. We have heard a lot about this in times past, how the Vatican has been talking about aliens and has been talking about, you know, welcoming aliens whenever they arrive. And I don't know. I mean, they even said there was one of them. I can't remember the name of one of these Jesuit priests. He said that we might have to be baptized by them. I mean, one of these ridiculous statements that only they can make. I mean, they make such ridiculous statements off the cuff that it's really silly. It's really, I mean, astounding that these people that are supposed to be the leaders of I don't know how many Catholics are there, a billion Catholics in the world? I don't know. They're supposed to be the leaders of so many people, and they say such stupid things. I mean, I don't have any other words to say it. But anyway, it goes to show you that they have relegated our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to a kind of just a comic book character, that this is really all it is to them. They have no reverence. They have no no sense of love or respect or honor. Reverence for the Word of God or for the Son of the Most High. So this is what we're dealing with here. And with all due respect to the Catholic people, I mean, which there's a lot of precious Catholic people out there, but you're being led right now by blind people. You're being led by the blind leading the blind. And I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You're going to have to give an account to God, not to the Pope. You're going to have to give an account to God on that day, not to the Pope or to the Vatican. It's just a religion. And so you need to get into the Bible. You need to get into the Word of God and search it out and see what it says. And you're going to find out a lot of things that maybe you didn't know before. And you're going to find out that you don't pray to statues. You're going to find out that we have no other, in between heaven and earth. We don't have any other mediator other than Jesus. It says clearly so in the scriptures. He is the only mediator between God and man. There's no other mediator. As godly and as good a woman Mary was, and I did a whole series of teachings on her and baby Jesus, and she is an honorable woman when she lived on earth, and she certainly has her place in heaven. She was honored by all the disciples of the Lord and by the Lord himself, but, to relegate to her the position of a mediator is something that it's not in the scriptures. It's something that she never, she never really declared anything like that. Maybe they're thinking, I don't know. I'm just going by logic now, okay? I'm just using logic. It's not in the Word of God. Maybe they think that because, the people used to go to Mary when Jesus was a baby and used to ask her, to do a miracle for Jesus, to do a miracle for them, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. Maybe they think that this is the way it is today, but that's not the way it is. When the baby Jesus grew, he became the Messiah, and no one was going to Mary anymore. They were going to Jesus, and Mary and his brothers, brothers of Jesus were outside. And Jesus really told them, no, my brothers and sisters are the ones that are following me, my disciples. So, this is not really, looking down on Mary or anything, because she deserves her place in history as the blessed art thou, that gave, birth to the Messiah. She was the one that gave birth to the Messiah and all that. So she does have a place in history. And she does have a place in honor and all of that. And I'm sure she has a place in heaven, a very special place. But from that to be the Catholic Church teaching that, people are supposed to pray to Mary, that is not scriptural, people. And you need to look at the scriptures. You need to start looking at the Bible, and you need to start believing what it says there and not what the Vatican tells you.
Yeah, that is very important that people do that, because in addition to the Catholic Church, just about every one of your other religions rely upon what the head of that organization teaches and not the Bible. I've heard some interesting stories where, concerning the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons. I heard testimony one time of a man who was a part of the Watchtower Society. Those are the Jehovah's Witnesses, and said that when they would have Bible studies at one of their kingdom halls there, they never opened the Bible. The teaching was completely what the Watchtower wanted them to believe what the Bible said. And it seemed to me that they just did not encourage anybody reading the Bible except the New World Translation that is full of errors, because it teaches what the Watchtower Society wants the people to believe rather than what the Bible says. Years ago, here in San Diego, the San Diego area, there was a man by the name of Peter Barnes who would come on the radio, the local Christian radio. He alternated with another man who was teaching the truth about what the Mormons believed. He was an ex-Mormon. Peter Barnes, though, his testimony was really amazing. He and his wife had been members of that church for years. And finally, they got to thinking that some of the stuff that was being taught to them was a little strange. So finally, they got into their Bibles and started researching it and found out that much of what they were being taught was a bunch of baloney. So they became born-again Christians. And that's what people need to do, regardless of what organization you are a part of, including Catholics. You need to get into your Bible and find out what God really says, rather than just going along with what the organization that you are a part of, the church that you are a part of, teaches you, and then you will find out. And they use devious means to try to keep people from, understanding the false things that are being taught. And one of those concerning the Catholic Church has to do with the Ten Commandments, wherein the Catholic Church removed the one commandment against false idols, which includes statues or any image of God. And what they did was, what are we going to do? We removed one of the Ten Commandments, so they took another one, and I don't remember which one it was, and then they just split it up into two commandments so that they had Ten Commandments. So these are the kinds of things that are going on, and people need to get to the Bible. That is our final authority. Don't believe what any organization teaches you. Even if you go to a Christian church, check out what the pastor there is teaching you every Sunday to make sure that he is teaching the right thing, because there's a lot of Christian churches out there, especially on YouTube. There's a lot of stuff out there that they're teaching, and if people would take the time to check it out, they would find out that it's just a bunch of nonsense. Some of it is very apparent, but some of it is very, very slyly done to try to fool even the Christians. So it's a shame to see this happening, but I just hope people do start checking out the Word of God. Concerning the Catholic Church talking about aliens, well, they're going to be a part of this when supposedly the aliens make themselves known and land. A lot of people will probably be deceived into believing that they are our creator. Some time ago, I saw a documentary on the History Channel. I didn't watch it because as soon as I saw what it was, that was purportedly going to give evidence that the aliens are our creator. And it was amazing. I was shocked to see something like that on the History Channel, but now we know that this is being pushed all over the place. So I hope people do get into their Bibles and start checking all of this out and realize that this alien invasion, these are not aliens. And it's a great deception to try to get people to believe that they're our creators, which they are not.
That's right. You know, and we have taught a lot about this on our teaching series, Beyond the Veil. And for that reason, because a lot of people are deceived, they are misguided. Imagine all those people that are Catholics. Like I said, I think the figure is around 1 billion or maybe a little more. That's a lot of people. A lot of those people are deceived, and they're going to do what the Pope tells them, most of them. And this is what we are hearing. This is what we're seeing. And so these entities, they're, of course, demonic entities. The Bible talks about they're going to be coming out of the bottomless pit. Okay? Jesus talked about the signs in the heavens. Jesus talked about all of these things were going to happen, and they were going to accompany, the arrival of the lawless one, the false prophet, right, and the beast, with signs and wonders, and pharmakia, the Bible talks about that. The Bible talks about pharmakia, and this is exactly what is happening today, people. The pharmakia, with their sorceries. The Bible calls them sorceries, but when you look at the original text, it's not sorceries at all. It is, the word used there is different. And if we look at in the Revelation chapter 9, it says that, it's talking about, of course, chapter 9 is opening of the bottomless pit. And it talks about the trumpets. It's about the trumpets. But when you get there in the bottom, in verse 21, let's read in verse 20, starting verse 20 and 21. And the rest of the men who were not killed by these plagues repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons. Yeah, they should not worship demons. You know, listen carefully. It's talking about these people were worshiping demons, that they should not worship demons. You know, that word there is the word demonion, which is devils, okay? Deities, false gods. It says that they should worship devils and then demons and idols of gold and silver and bronze and stone or wood. Isn't that what the papacy is teaching the people to do? I mean, I was a Catholic for many years. And when I went to Spain back in 1963 and 64, my mom and dad, you know, especially my mom was a devout Catholic, and she went to Mass and all that. And she wanted to go to Mass in Spain, and so we went. And so we went to one of these churches in Madrid, and when we went there, I noticed that there were some very big, large idols. I mean, they had idols galore. I had never seen so many idols. Never seen so many idols. And the people were going there, and they were lighting candles to all of these statues. I mean, it really grieved my heart. It really grieved my heart. But then that was not the worst of it. I saw a coffin at the altar of the church, I saw a coffin, and then when I saw a coffin there, I said, "Mom, what's that? Is that a coffin?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "I want to go see what's in it." And so we went, and when I went there, I was shocked to what I saw inside the coffin. Inside the coffin was the body of Jesus Christ, inside a coffin, dead, stone cold, dead there. And this is what they were presenting to the church, a dead Christ, a dead Jesus. And then instead of worshiping him, they were worshiping idols. I mean, it really grieved my heart, even though I was not born again. Back then, I was not born again at all. It grieved me. Greatly. It really grieved me. It grieved me to see the idolatry, even though I didn't understand even what idolatry was back then. It grieved me greatly as a child to see the ignorance, to see the people, grown-up people worshiping idols and then a dead Jesus in a coffin. I mean, that really bothered me. And this is what the scripture says in 9:20, Revelation 9:20. It says that they should not worship demons, idols of gold and silver and bronze and stone, of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Did you hear that? They can neither see nor hear nor walk. And it says, neither repented they of their murders or their sorceries or their fornication and of their thefts. But that word there, sorceries, is not what people think it means. That word there, sorcery, is the Greek word pharmakia, which is a medications, a pharmacy, okay? Sorcery, witchcraft. And so it says that they did not repent of that. And then in chapter 18, verse 23, he says, And the light of the lamp shall shine no more at all in you, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more in all of you. And all for your merchants were the great men of the earth, for by your sorceries were all nations deceived, by your pharmakia, your sorceries. And it says, and in her was found the blood of the prophets, of the saints, and of all that were slain on the earth. And of course, there's telling you what it's talking about. Okay. And so anyways, this is very, very interesting. And, of course, it talks about, before there, it talked about Babylon, the city. But I was doing some research on this not long ago, and I found out that there's actually going to be three, you know, that there's probably three Babylon that you could catalog as cities that could be labeled Babylon. And one of them is Washington, D.C., and he has the big old, monument there, the Washington Monument, the obelisk. And, of course, I have gone into detail about what that is, right? It's referring to Osiris, his male genitals. That is what it is, and I'm sorry I have to be blunt like that, but that is exactly what it is. Tom Horn used to talk about it all the time. He's now with the Lord, but... And so this is an occultic idol, okay? And there's one there in Washington, D.C., and there's one in the Vatican. Right in front of the Vatican, there's another one, obelisk, okay? And then the other one is in London. It's called Cleopatra's Needle. It's there in London. And those are the three areas of the world that I believe could represent Babylon very, very, very easily. And of course, Washington, D.C., New York, you know, that's kind of tied together there. But, you know, the thing about it is that Washington, D.C. is recognized as a country. It's not a part of the United States. And, of course, the same thing applies to the Vatican. The Vatican is considered a separate country. Very, very interesting that that is the case. And then the other one is London. And I'm looking right now because I didn't have the time to do the research on this before the program. I didn't know we were going to talk about this, but London is the other one, and I am looking at it, but I'm not sure that London is it fits that mold. I have to research this. It's a really big complicated there, but. It says London is the capital and largest city of both England and the United Kingdom. So it is a city. It is a part of the United Kingdom. And so anyway, haven't done enough research to talk more about that. But I do know that the Vatican is considered a separate country, separate entity from Italy. And so is Washington, D.C. And so this could easily be considered Babylon. I believe that Washington, D.C. is the military aspect of this, world government. And then the Vatican is the religious seed of the world government, representing the religion. And then of course, London is the financial, it represents the financial aspect of the New World Order. So there you have it. So you cannot break down the Babylon thing into one country or whatever. It's actually a city. First of all, it is a city. And secondly, I believe there's more than one that make up this this thing. And it looks like it's a triad. And it's pretty interesting that it says that it was split in three in the Book of Revelations. Very interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting. And I was shocked, but I guess I shouldn't have been, when you were talking about the figure of Jesus in the coffin there when you went to that church in Madrid. But these people that worship these idols and such are worshiping a dead god, or not necessarily a dead god, but, demons and so forth. I cringe whenever I see these crucifixes showing Jesus crucified on a cross, That is their Jesus. He's still on the cross, hanging there, dying for our sins, of course, rather than the risen Jesus who is now in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for the saints. They, for some reason, they miss that entirely. So it's really a shame to see that. I wish none of these churches had these crucifixes with Jesus hanging on them. That's just terrible. But when you were talking about what it says in Revelation 18 about all nations being deceived by their pharmakia, which is actually drugs, you know, sorcery and drugs and so forth, I suggest that everybody goes to YouTube and looks for the 2012 Olympics halftime show that took place in England. This was a forerunner of the COVID-19 thing that went on and started in 2020, and they were predicting it and showing the world that a pandemic was coming. If you remember seeing it, they had all of these children out there and people dressed up as nurses pushing these beds around with these little children on them. But the highlight of the program was the appearance of this giant demon wearing a hoodie, some kind of a garment with a hood over his head. Giant demon, that thing must have been about 50 feet tall, that they wheeled out there, and it had a magic wand in its hand. And of course, the end of the magic wand was lit up. And here we were being shown in the Olympics, 8 years before it happened, the coming COVID-19 scamdemic that has resulted in the deaths of millions of people and the injury to a lot of people, too, who have taken this phony vaccine. It's quite amazing. So I would recommend that people go out and watch that. It's just amazing. I'm sure people, when they were watching it at the time, wondered, what in the world is this all about? Because gradually the halftime shows at the Olympics have become really strange. And the things that they show during these halftimes, you know, people are scratching their head and saying, why is this? What is this all about? But of course, you also see these strange halftime shows during the Super Bowls. And these people are putting their messages out there loud and clear. If people will take the time to look real closely and to determine what they're saying, what they're telling everybody. So it is just unbelievable, the things that they're doing, but they are believable because these people are so wicked. Like you said, Augusto, they worship demons and they will not repent of murder and thievery and everything that they're doing. They consider themselves a part of the elite and that they're above any kind of judgment or law that comes against these kinds of crimes. The mindset is just unreal. It is just unbelievable. So that's the way it is, and I am just dumbfounded about that Jesus in the coffin. That really takes the cake.
Yeah, it shocked me. At any rate, as we get closer to the to the end of the program, there's an article here, Chuck, that kind of caught my eye, and that is about an urgent. A report that was posted there on the news about Russia conducting missile launches off the California coastline. And it says that that a NOTAM, which is a notice to air missions, has been issued off the coast of Southern California. That's in your neck of the woods there. Alerting pilots of Russian missile launches to land/impact in the Oakland Air Route Traffic Control Center. And it says that that the Russian Federation plans to conduct rocket firings impact area, and then they give the coordinates there. But I'm looking at the graph there. That is there in near the Tijuana, San Diego, Los Angeles area. I see the location of the sub, and less than 300 nautical miles from shore in international waters. And it says that the U.S. Department of Defense has confirmed this information. And and then there was a second notification that had been issued for missile launches in the Barents Sea above Norway, Finland. And then also Russia issued a NOTAM, another alert, for aircraft traveling to and from Hawaii in North America, warning of missile impact areas. So, I mean, this is getting serious now. Why are they doing this? I think they're trying to send the United States a message. Stop messing with us. Leave us alone. We are warning you. We are warning you for the last time. Again, what if this, you know, and what if this submarines with live warheads begin hitting targets? And again, like I said in the beginning of the program, I don't think Russia is going to push that little button unless something happens that provokes them, you know, provokes the bear that they can no longer sit back. And now they are in our doorstep and ready to hit the U.S. if the U.S. keeps meddling in their affairs. So this government is behaving in such a reckless manner, that it is endangering now the lives of all the American people. And then the people that, and Europe is, the same thing is happening. So there we have. We have it there. I don't know. I don't know if you have heard anything about this, Chuck, in your neck of the woods. But it's you know, it's still in international waters. It's far enough, but it's not too far there from the from where you are at. And so I was wondering if you hadn't heard anything or seen anything. But this, I mean, this just this just came out yesterday, and so. We're going to have to keep our eyes peeled on this and other matters as we get closer and closer to the end of all things, because we are definitely getting closer to the end of all things. And of course, there seems to be a timeline that these people are racing against. And we have talked about that timeline. I don't know. There's a lot here. There's a lot here that we have to consider and pray about.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that these are warnings from Russia against America. Of course, there's nothing in the news that I have seen, not even on alternative news, about what is happening here. But leave it to America, the American government, and Biden and all of his cronies that are doing and will do anything and everything they can to get this war started. They really want this war. And if Russia gets pushed to a certain point, they, you know, I believe that they will attack America. I believe that is going to happen, along with China, because they have sent their military troops into this country, supposedly as refugees coming across the border, illegal immigrants, and they are here. They have come in through the southern border and through the northern border, because the Russians can easily get into Canada, into Alaska and Canada, and then just come on down through the border. So this is happening, and I wouldn't doubt that America is doing everything they can to get this war started, and most people have no idea that this will happen. And I'm sure a lot of people think, well, they wouldn't do it because then there's going to be a nuclear exchange, and every country that's involved in a nuclear war is going to be destroyed totally. So, and I believe that I read something years ago having to do with the development of the atomic bomb by Oppenheimer, that there, you know, there were spies in the camp where they were developing this thing. And somebody mentioned that it was the mindset of these people who were spying for Russia and getting these atomic secrets and passing them off to Russia. And they believed, or some of them believed, that they were doing a service to humanity by making sure that all of the powers or superpowers had the atomic bomb so nobody would dare use one, because then whoever they used it against would use one against them, and then we would have a complete worldwide Holocaust. So, but that right now is not the mindset of these people because I don't know. I can't really put my finger on it, but they are being pushed into this to bring about this so-called New World Order. And a lot of these people believe that they're going to be on top of the food chain when this takes place and have power, being given positions of a power and authority, which will involve also great wealth. But they don't understand that once their usefulness is finished, after helping these people and the Antichrist and so forth get into power, then they will be removed. They will be eliminated. And they don't really understand that. So, yeah, it's getting very interesting, but I'll keep my eyes open in case any of those missiles come a little bit too close here.
Yeah, yeah, you have to. You have to. Sometimes I think, Chuck, that people have no idea how close we are to everything happening, because there is what is called the normalcy bias, right? And everybody out there has heard the term used before. And so people are used to, you know, normal, and they it's hard to shake people up from their normalcy biased mindset and for them to believe that anything bad is going to happen, because nothing bad has ever happened. This country has never been attacked, except Hawaii, of course, and but the mainland has never been attacked. And so, you know, this is the kind of thing that is dangerous, because people right now are not expecting anything. They're still saying that, of course, the red heifer is, you know, now is being prepared to be sacrificed in Israel, and, you know, the temple hasn't been built, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And because of all of this wrong teaching that the temple has to be built before Jesus returns or before the Antichrist manifests, that is all nonsense. There is no scripture. There are none. There are no scriptures, not even one in the Bible, that says that the temple, the new temple, must be built before the Lord returns. The temple was destroyed in 70 AD. It was done away with. The Levitical priesthood was brought to an end by the Most High. And, you know, the veil in the temple that separated the holy from the most holy place was in two from top to bottom, signaling that this had been done by the hand of the Most High. And yet, the Jews continued to offer sacrifices even after Jesus was crucified, until 70 AD, when their temple was destroyed and Jerusalem was ransacked and destroyed as well. Jesus prophesied it. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets and them that are sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered you under my wings to protect you, like a hen gather her chicks, but you would not. And then he said to them, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And that happened in 70 AD, and it has remained desolate until today. And now they're talking about building it again, and a lot of Christians think that is a great thing. That, you know, and they don't realize, bless their hearts, that it is an abomination to the Lord, that he just, you know, he talked about the destruction of the temple, because there was going to be no more need of a temple. We are now the temple of the Lord. We are the temple of the Most High. There's no more need for Levitical priesthood, because Jesus Christ is the Melchizedek priest forever. And also, there is no more need for holocausts and sacrifices, because Jesus Christ, Yeshua, became the Lamb of God, the supreme sacrifice to end all sacrifices. And yet, they just continue. They just continue. And of course, they will continue to do this, expecting their Messiah. And when their Messiah turns out to be not what they thought it was, he was, then they're going to realize that they crucified the real Messiah. And that is when they're going to really cry unto heaven and cry unto the Lord, and are going to really repent and be born again and accept Jesus Christ Yeshua as Messiah. And that is when the Lord is going to reveal himself to them. He told them, he says, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. So anyways, the people are just lulled to sleep, Chuck, and they have no idea the timing where we're at. And, you know, they have no clue how close we are to the end of all things. I remember that dream vision I had about, I titled the funeral, and I was shown, right, a book. And we did a video on this. We did a video. And with your help and the help of Mark, we produced a video. And it was titled The Funeral. It's posted on our website. And it's posted on Rumble and BitChute and Brightcheon, under Dreams and Visions in Brightcheon. You can look it up there. We talked about, and I shared what, you know, when I saw the book, I proceeded to take it. And I saw a man behind me who I later, you know, realized it was Yeshua, but he was standing far behind me. And I wasn't looking at him. I was kind of looking at the coffin, right, the funeral. And I was looking at this scroll. And I heard the voice from behind me and said, do you know what that is? And I said out loud, you know, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. And then I looked quickly back, I glanced at him, and he kind of had a smile on his face. And I approached, and I took this scroll, and it was the book of Revelation. And I saw a lot of things there, a lot of things that I had read before, and a lot of things I had never read before. And one of the things I read there that I remember clearly was times is not going to be like people think it is. And the end time revival is not going to be like people think it is. And those words, you know, come back to haunt me every now and then. Like right now, that this thing is not like people think it is. People are thinking, are going by what most of the, you know, the prophecy teachers out there, what they're teaching. And so they're expecting, you know, some of these things to happen, and those things may not happen at all, or if they happen, they may happen already too late. And anyways, I was shown that we are already in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is already unfolding, folks. And that's all I'm going to say about that, because I'm teaching on that on Thursdays. You need to listen to those podcasts, Revelations Beyond the Veil and Messages from Beyond the Veil. I'm sharing a lot of insightful things there and revelation knowledge scripturally that you need to hear, that you need to know. So with that, Chuck, any final comments, and then we'll wrap it up for the program and bring it to a close.
Now, when you were talking about revival, we have revival going on now, I'm sure, in the United States in places, but it is also happening on the border, on the southern border. There are Christians who have gone to the southern border between us and Mexico and are preaching Jesus to the immigrants that are coming across the border. They're probably going into the camps where they're camped out and so forth. Revival, I believe, has begun. It's happening here at the borders, and I'm praying for these revivals to just take off like wildfire across our southern border and also our border between us and Canada. I believe the Lord is raising up just bunches of Christians who are going out there and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, not only going out and witnessing, but going into places that the Lord is taking them that they never thought that they would go to. So this is amazing what is happening. And I believe also that, you know, through his judgment on America and the other countries of the world, God is going to do everything he possibly can to reveal himself to people who are unbelievers or maybe were believers and abandoned the faith, and to bring them back to him or to bring them to salvation. And it's going to be very difficult. That's why I believe it's going to be very difficult, more so than at any other time in our history, when the Lord is endeavoring to get people's attention. So this is something we need to pray for, the revivals taking place on our borders everywhere. I'm praying for this to happen in all countries, even in Muslim countries, and also North Korea, a police state that is very anti-Christian and will even execute people if they even have a Bible, if they're caught with a Bible or try to witness to other people. I know we have brothers and sisters in Christ in North Korea, and they are walking a very fine line. And I pray for their protection, and I hope everyone will do that also. That is a very difficult place to be as a Christian, not only to just keep yourself alive in the midst of the persecution there, but also to reach people who need to hear the gospel, which is everywhere. So a lot of things to pray for, and we just have to keep up the prayers as long as we're here.
Yeah, that's right, Chuck. I was just praying like that this morning, thinking about that. All the precious people, precious brothers and sisters in places like Cuba and Venezuela and North Korea and China and all of these places, and the Arab nations too. They go through a lot of persecution there in Africa, and there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things, a lot of stories I could tell you. People have told me, and we need to pray for these people. We are helping the people in Cuba. We continue to help them. I will try to send out the report this weekend. But they're still going through a period of 13, 14 hours a day without electricity. So we recently helped them. The pastor there we're working with, Pastor Ivan, we helped them purchase a generator because he said it was unbearable. I mean, my heart goes out to these precious people, and they're working so diligently. They're working so hard evangelizing. We also helped them purchase a piece of property, a land, so they could plant some crops and get some chickens and pigs and goats and things like that. And they're doing it. I sent him a word from the Lord, to prepare, like Joseph prepared in Egypt. And they have been doing so diligently. And so keep them in prayer as well as all these other places. It's very tough, folks. It's very tough. And if you think it's getting tough here in the United States, you haven't seen nothing yet. Let's pray and trust that we get a little reprieve, and the Lord is merciful to us. This is Augusto Perez, Chuck Wilson, with the End Time News Report. We trust and pray that this has been a blessing to you and informative. Until next time, God bless. Shalom.